Welcome to FinTech Facts. Whether you're cramming for a test or prepping for a job interview, you need to know the facts. FinTech Facts. What is the Banking Secrecy Act? A very important component of financial regulation impacting fintechs is the Banking Secrecy Act. So let's talk about it briefly. The Banking Secrecy Act, or BSA, requires financial institutions to disclose customer data to financial regulators and law enforcement upon demand. When customers transfer more than $10,000, financial institutions must document and verify both the customer and transaction details, including the recipient of funds. This is done to help law enforcement detect and prevent money laundering. America's tax authority, the Internal Revenue Service, requires every individual who receives more than $10,000 in cash from a single purchase to submit documentation. Note the $10,000 might be received in a single transaction or in a series of related transactions. While the BSA has proven effective in reducing illegal behavior, it's been criticized for the language used. Specifically, the BSA does not define what is considered a suspicious transaction. Because of this, most financial institutions err on the side of caution and routinely report all transactions involving sums greater than $10,000. Presently, transactions in cryptocurrency or even DeFi are not subjected to the BSA. However, this is likely to change and in the near term, simply because the amount of secrecy that cryptocurrency or DeFi provides allows sums well above $10,000 to be rapidly transferred without formal documentation of both sender and receiver. The lack of specific language in the BSA requires many of those operating fintech businesses to retain lawyers with specialist knowledge of both banking and cryptocurrencies. This is necessary to ensure these businesses aren't unknowingly breaking laws. Finally, sometimes the BSA is called the Currency and Foreign Transaction Reporting Act, for reasons we've made clear. Thanks for listening to FinTech Facts. My name is Dave Coker.